Okay, so, alright, we'll use this recorder. And hope that we can pull it off of there. Alright, so, Simon Kuf Samach, we're in the tour Yud Gimel, so we are moving on. Really, Yud Gimel Gedal Tesvav is really one topic. And it's actually an interesting one. The tour says, Umihu, right, there's a prohibition of ribbis, and as we've discussed through our learnings of the laws of ribbis are mitzvahs ben adam lamakom. In theory, it could be a big tova, big chesed to lend somebody money, even though you're going to be charging them ribbis. So it's halacha. That's just the way it is. Those are the rules. So the tour says, all right, well, building on that theme of those are the rules, what about the following scenario? Says the tour, the only prohibition of ribbis is when you have a malva and a lova, that the malva gives money to the lova, expecting more money back from the lova. However, im lo asra Torah, mihu lo asra Torah, ela ribbis haba miad lova. The malva is only prohibition if it goes from the lova, if the ribbis goes from the lova to the malva. Lefichach, therefore, yachal adam lomer l'chaveiro, helach zuz v'hilva asaras dinarim laponi. Person A can say to person B, here's $10, please lend $100 to Shmerel, and he'll pay you back $100.
So the ribbis is coming from a third party.
Oh, right. So the ribbis, that sounds like a big problem, right? Ribbis is all of a sudden showing up from a third party. So when you learn the Gemara, that seems to be all that's all it says. And the Gemara just like says, okay, Kaiser shrugs his shoulders and says, all right, fine, that sounds good to me, and moves on from there. So, but one can clearly already feel the possibilities of abuse over here, right? So there has where does one draw the lines with regards to this? So there is a rush on the topic, and the rush is summarized by his son, the Tor, where he says, "V'dafka she'omer kach mi'atzmo." It's only if person A says to person B on his own, that person C didn't put person A up to it, right? Lova can't put this outside person, he can't tell. So that's number one. "V'dafka she'omer kach mi'atzmo v'lo dasalo," without Lova even knowing about it. "V'gam lo yachsur v'kechenu mehalova." Another condition is, he can't go and collect it from the lova. He can't go back and say, see, I got you this loan. You got the $100. You're paying him back the $100. Now, you know, the only reason you got the loan is because I paid him off to start with. So, right, would you mind replenishing those coffers? So that he's not allowed to do either. Lo yasu v'yichen v'lova. He can't get it from the lova. V'gam, and number three, lo yomar halova l'malva. The lova can't say to the malva, ani lo etein lecha. The lova can't say to the malva, I am not going to give to you. Aval ploni yitein lecha bishvili. But he's going to do it on my behalf. Aval im yishpo tzad echad me'elu aser. So the lova can't say to the malva, I'm not paying you, but so and so is paying you on my behalf. But if there is a imishpo tsad echad me'elu, if there is one, oh, and if there is one of those things, meaning all of those three exceptions, if any one of those three are playing in, so it's going to be aser. It's already going to be prohibited, right? So number one, if you have a third person paying off the malva in order to give the money to the lova, so in theory the Gemara says that's okay. However, again, three exceptions. The lova couldn't have been in on it. Number two, he can't go back to the lova and try to get that money. And number three, the lova can't say to the malva that I'm not paying you, but he's going to pay you off. He's going to go ahead and give you more money. That also is not permissible.
Like the first condition. First condition was the lova can't be in.
Oh, this is after the loan.
Oh, after.
Right? So you can't go ahead and set that up after the case. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, V'dafka she'omer quotes, it's a befeirish Gemara, the first line. And then he says, V'dafka she'omer lo miyatzo. So B'psakim, says referring to the rush, Kolomar she'im paiso halova litein l'malve kach b'shvil she'yalvenu aser mishim denase kishlucho. That if the lova was mefayis him to give to the malva this money so that he'll be able to get the loan, that's prohibited because it's not just prohibited, nasa kishlucho. It's as if he's made him his shliach, Right? If I say to another guy, hey, you pay him the ribbis and I'll pay him the principal, so that's an Isser Doraisa, that's ribbis Katsutsa. You're not allowed to do that. So that's what's going on here. Oh, you pay him $10, and then he'll give me the interest-free loan, right? So such a thing seems to be, that would be prohibited. V'chein kasfu tamidei harashba, and the Rashba, tamidei harashba says as well, b'shem harayvid, v'chasfu sheharamban, but they write, they quote the following Ramban, chaluk alav v'amar, dekevan dezemi shalohu nosein, ve'ein halova mishalim lo, mali faiso, mali lo faiso. Right? He says, wait a second. The lova is not giving money to this outside guy to pay him off. He's just saying to him, hey, you, can you, would you mind paying him off for me? So the Ramban says, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? That's not ribbis going from the lova back to the malva. That's an outside party stepping in and giving money. So the Ramban seems to say that that's okay. Where was he made a shliach? So if he gave him how was he made a shliach if he's paying from his own money? So rather what? Rather even this case is going to be permissible. So that's the Ramban says. The Ramban says that such a thing would be permitted.
This is the case where he tells him afterwards or before?
I think either one.
Either way.
Either way. Now let's see. The Shulchan puts we'll put limitations, but we'll see. Okay, let's continue. Our v'chasu Ramban kasav nemuke Yosef v'shem Achron v'chin kasav Aran v'gam harav hamagid v'perek hay lo hisker eladas Ramban. So these sheets only quote the Ramban. V'nir midvar v'shugam hu das harashba. And he says, oh, and the Ramban Magmish, they also knew about the Rashba. Linyan halacha. So then he, Rav Yosef Karo says, how do we pass? And Yerush harotza lismachal divri hamatir mishai. You could be megal. Kevan why? Dimidi derabanan hu umistaber tamayu. Because this whole thing is only dini derabanan. The Ramban makes sense. How could you say that he's a shliach if he's paying his own money? So therefore, we have the right to be makil and rely on the Ramban. All right. So that is a pretty big kula. Let's continue in base verse a little bit more. V'lomar kula no sein eno mafsid. Kasam nuki, that if somebody says whoever gives they won't lose. So kasam nuki Yosef umagid misha parakei dera Ramban oser. V'chein das arashba v'bnei yiruchem ki kasav diish osrim. So the person says, if anybody wants to pay him off, I won't object, right? And maybe be able to raise the money down. I mean, I'll pay you back your loan, and then I'll start a crowdfunding campaign in order to pay you off the rest. Right, so that sounds like it would be problematic. However, he says, there are those that say that it's permissible. So the Darkei Moshe here quotes Kasav Arashba Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Tes. That's not a misprint. That is Yechelik Aleph, number 989. Mishanader nidain labita. What about the following case? A person makes a neder for the nedunya of his daughter. So a person has said the following is going to be the dowry for whoever marries my daughter. Behisna im chasna. So then he makes a deal with the chasan. Shekol shana yitin lo min hamos ribis ketsutza. So and he says, all right, here's the money. And I'll pay you off ribbis every year. I mean, I'll keep the money and pay you off ribbis from this money.
He's paying the cost of
ribbis. Yeah. He says, I have $100,000 nidunya, and I'll give you a 30-year loan on it and pay you off. I don't know how that would. A 10-year loan on it and pay you off $12,000 a year.
He's giving him the money and then he's taking it back as a loan.
He didn't give it to him. He put up the 100. He said, "I'm hereby it's announcing."
It's an escrow.
Right.
The whole thing never.
Right. $100,000. Instead, right. So he says, "Is that such a thing?" Okay. Meaning he's paying off the son-in-law of a ribbis. It sounds like, right? So he says, "No, it's not ribbis." Right. Ki einze eliketosefes al nedunya veinze. I'm not sure what that is. Egir Nutterly. I'm not sure what that's referring to. He says that's okay. I mean, instead of the deal being I'm giving you a lump sum of $100,000, instead the deal is I'm giving you $120,000 over 10 years. He says that's okay.
He's still giving it.
That's just a different deal, right? He's still giving it. However, the Rashba adds in the following caveat. He says v'dafka kishehisne kodem shenisis. It only works if he made that deal before he got married. But after he got married and the announcement was made, $100,000 is going to belong to the son. And instead he says, oh, you know what? Instead I'm going to hold on to and pay you off $11,000 a year for 10 years, so you end up with more money. That's Rivas, because it was money that belonged to the son, which is now kind of going back to the father-in-law, and then he's paying him off in Rivas on that. Says that's that would be problematic. Right? V'chein ha'arif parshesh, b'tshuva, v'ayim b'dinza, pasuk adas ha'rashma. He passes like the Rashma. Okay.
So you couldn't give a future son-in-law. You made a certificate of deposit somewhere and got interest on that, and gave it, and then gave the interest to the son-in-law. Would that?
Let's say you decide. Like Israel Bonds is a shayla in the first place. However you work out, assuming Israel Bonds is working, well according to Rivas laws, if you buy a $10,000 bond and give it to the son, so it's such that there will be a payoff, and eventually you'll get the whole money back, says that's mutter, right?
Okay.
Like you don't need a heter iska between the buyer of the bond and the giver and the person he's giving it to. Okay, so the tour continues here. Vim hamalva omer lelove. If the malva says to lelove, ani malva lecha amenash shetitein zuz leploni pshita shehu aser. So if the malva says to the lelove, I'm hereby lending to you, right, on condition that you that shetitein zuz leploni, that you give money to so and so, that's prohibited. I mean, now here's $100, and I expect $100 back, and you know my. You know, my daughter over there, you know, she could use a date, right? So maybe take her out and, you know, buy her a couple of slices of pizza and a soda, right? And we'll call it a day. So wait a second, that's not allowed. I'm not getting any of it, right? If it's my daughter, I'll say somebody else, right? It's not affecting me at all. Still, right, I'm expecting more. That person has to spend more to pay back the loan than I'm giving him. So we call that ribbis katsutza. That's an issa d'oraisa. So that for sure is a problem. She's rasher. Afal pi she'ein chayev lo kiven shebishlichus nosto lo. That even though the lova is not chayev to the malva, he is only paying him back $100. But yeah, I'm paying him back $100, and then I'm being his shliach to give $10 to that person. All right, so that's now an issa of ribbis as well.
Does that apply to staka, or is that just like a stam person?
Like, would it apply to tzedakah? So, yes, it would apply to tzedakah in terms of the loan end. Now, there are heterim for tzedakahs.
So, it would apply to tzedakah. You're not allowed to do it?
I mean, I can't say to you, here's $100, you owe me $100, and please give a donation to Torah Academy.
Mm-hmm. You can't say that. Why not? On your behalf.
Right.
Give or get.
Right.
They still do that?
Well,
give or get.
That's true, right. We're stuck with give or get, right. So I was just thinking, plus I don't teach her. But that would be a problem, right? Mm. Now it gets a little more shaky where, you know, person A gives person B, you know, $10,000 loan, and he's paying it back, and that's totally mutter. And then the malva gets honored at the dinner, as, you know, malvas often do. It's more often malvas that get honored at dinners than lovas, right?
But that means you have to give more money.
So that's
also true.
No, so that's the problem. I mean, the malva gives the money to the lova. The malva is being honored at dinner, and now the lova is like, okay, do I have to give more money for an ad because the malva is being honored?
That's
similar to the Shalach Manos shayla that we talked about a few weeks ago, right? That the in theory, if the lova never gave the malva Shalach Manos. But now he has a relationship with the malva.
Is it because of the
loan that he's giving him that money back, or is it because of the fact that they now have a friendly relationship that they're giving back, in which case it seems like it would be mutter. So Reisman was very uncomfortable in that child. He seemed to be, in the green book, he seemed to be a problem. I don't have my green book. I think I accidentally did a switch. I'm learning Ribbis in the morning also now. So I think I accidentally switched my green book for the LMS green book. So this year is officially sponsored by, the Moshe Summerfield Limud Fund.
Different editions? Or?
No, it's the same edition.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, okay, I just couldn't write in it. What?
I get more discouraged
having it. I see.
Yeah, so fine. And then there's one more case, and then we'll just do it all in Shulchan Aruch. But the one more case in Taz Zayin here. V'chein mutter la'adam. Wait a second. No. What did I do here? That was... Yeah, okay, fine. The oh, no, sorry, not Tessain. Tessain is a different subject. Tesvav is here in the Beis Yosef. Yeah, if you look in the Beis Yosef here, so there's a Tesvav, there's no Tesvav marked off in the Torah. So in the Beis Yosef here, he says, Kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham, Imamar Lechaveir, Emor Leploni Sheyitain Lecha, Dala Dinarim. So now there's a question here as to what this means, and we'll see it in the Shach. But the words mean, if a person says to their friend, say to so-and-so, Sheyitain Lecha, Dala dinarim, ve'elvelucha mos, and I'll give you 100. I mean, if you tell someone else to give someone 4 dinarim, so I'll give you $100. You please tell someone else to give someone else 4 money. Right? Reuven gives Shimon money. Yeah. Reuven tells Shimon, if you don't mind, could you please tell Levi to give 4 dinarim to Yehuda, who's not even related to Reuven.
So,
yes, so that's the problem. Sheyitin lecha is a problem. That's a question. If you look at the, you have the chidush goes here, you have that hey with the brackets. So the chidush goes, he there says, habach kasav zehu mutter gamur, v'chasav the to sofer. He says that such a thing would be mutter, but and he thinks it's a mistake. But tzarech lio sheyitin li dalad dinarim. Right, that it wasn't that the problem is that A is telling B, Reuven is telling Shimon, I'm lending you $100. You're giving me $100, and can you tell that other person to give me for a little extra off the top? So the Drisha quotes from the Bach that's here that's really what it was. It can't be Hagot Shnosan Li. The problem is it doesn't say that. It says Sheyitain Lecha. So is that a problem? Turns it to a sofer. So the Shach deals with that. So let's get to that. Let's go on the Shulchan Aruch itself now. Okay? Okay. Okay, so in Yud Gimel, right, Kuf Samach Yud Gimel, he says as follows: Mutar Lomer Lechavero, it's permitted to say to your friend, Helik Zuz Vehilva Sar Dinarim Laploni, go take this Zuz, and then you'll give 20 dinarim to, and then you'll lend 20 dinarim to Shmerel over there. And Shmerel doesn't come back to the original guy and says, you know, here's your money back. Right? The person who went and gave the 4 dinarim in the the one who gave the zuz, the first person, so he's not going to go back to the lover for the money. He just wants to get this loan started, so he gives the person the extra money. He says that's okay, as we learned already. Mutter lomer l'chavero. Reuven could say to Shimon, please give a zuz and take this zuz. Here's a zuz, right? Not so much. Get a goat for that, right? Vehilva, half a goat for it. Vehilva asara dinarim laploni, and you lend 10 dinarim to Levi, right? So that's mutter. That was the part. Starting point. That's what it says in the Gemara. I think that's all the Gemara that we have for tonight. That case.
Where it says that's okay. He'll get the money back from Levi, plus we'll get to keep the zuz.
He'll get money back from Levi. He's keeping the zuz, but because that zuz is coming from Reuven,
he's benefiting from this in a way that's quasi interest, but not apparently interest.
Because it came from a third party.
Right. Yeah, no, Rivas is only prohibited between a malva and a lova, and here it's coming from a third party, so therefore it should be okay. The only problem is you have to make sure that it's totally separated from the lova. Right? So you have to keep it 100% separated from him. The way the Chalkas Binyamin said it, I liked his phraseology. He says, "V'lo nema dekpeda Torah shelo yene hamalva klal biglal halva." The Torah never has a hakpada that the malva can't get any hana from the loan. That's not the din. The din is not allowed to get any hana from the malva, right? From the lova. Yeah. Right. If a person gives a nice loan and then gets honored by the Philadelphia Free Loan Society, so that's okay. Right? It's just a matter, as long as the lova doesn't then feel obligated to give extra money to the free loan society. That's okay. But it has to be, you just have to totally be distinct from the lova. So that's A. So number one, shelo yasu bichem lova, as long as he doesn't go back and get the money from the lova. Number two, v'gam lo yomar halova l'malva ploni yitin bishvili, as long as the lova doesn't say to the malva that he's going to pay on my behalf, because then you end up having a ribbis loan. Right, because then Reuven is going to end up. Let's say Reuven says, "Frank Zero says, okay, fine, I'll pay back the loan." So what's end up happening then? He's ending up giving Reuven. Then is giving Shimon. He's giving Shimon 110 or 100 plus azuz for a 100 thing loan. So that's not allowed. Okay, but Yesh Omrim. Some say Shetzar Gam Kain Shelo Yefaisu Halova Latet Lamalva Bishvil Sheyalvehu. And some suggest that also it's necessary that the Lova should not try to convince to give the Malva in order that he lend the money. That the Lova should never even go over to Reuven and say to Reuven, hey, would you mind giving a little bit of cash to Shimon so that I'll be able to get a loan from him. So some say that you're not even allowed to do that. So remember, that was the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch is in. Some suggest, so usually you have this seems like what it is a stam v'yesh, right? You have it's not in the original list of conditions. And some say that you have this additional condition. So there you have, you're setting up a machlokas then. So how do we paskin in that? So generally what we call a stam v'yesh, you have no perspective from the Shulchan Aruch, and you have and some say like this, so we don't actually paskin like that yesh. So that so it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, as the Beis Yosef said himself, that one would have the right to be makil on that. So the Shach comments, yeah, Shach comments, gam kin shelo yifaisu halova sheitin Shach yudches. Beishom shetzarach gam kin shelo yifaisu halova sheitin lo lamalva bishvilo. That he shouldn't go be mafayis that the lova shouldn't be mafayis the guy that gives a little money to the malva on his behalf. El sheyase kein mi'atzmo below das halova. Rather what? Rather he should be doing it totally on his own without any input from the lova. So that's the way the Torah said it. Uveis Yosef hebi harvei poskim dafilu paiso. Even if he did convince him to do it, it would be mutter. Kiven to mishalo who knows him because it's from himself. Ve'in halova mishalim lo, and the lova is not paying him. Right? Lo nase shlucha ulinyan halacha, and therefore the halacha is harotze lismoch al divrei hamatirim rishai. That one who wants to rely on the matirim here, that's okay, you're allowed to. Why? Came into Issa Durabanan, who Mistabri Tamayo. Issa Durabanan, and therefore, and it's logical, it makes sense. And it's only a Din Durabanan, so you have a machlokas, a poskim, a Din Durabanan, you have the right to be Megal. Ask the Piskei Tshuva, right? We're good so far? You're okay, Alan?
I guess so.
Yeah, right, makes sense. Piskei Tshuva turns around and says, Hold on a second here. What's the reason that one would be machmer on that Shaila? What would be the reason you'd be mad? What really is their machlokas? Right?
Collusion.
Right? It sounds like collusion. So the Ramban, right, we're quoting the name of the Ramban. The Ramban says, well, as long as it's not the money of the Lova,
yeah.
Right? So you can't say that this Mr. Moneybags here, that Reuven, that he's a he's a shliach of Lova, right? We have to make sure that he's not a shliach of the Lova. So the Ramban is saying, yeah, as long as it's not the lover's money, he's not a shliach.
Right. Shliach would be someone who takes my money and pays.
Yeah,
right. Pays his own money.
That's what the Ramban says. No. How would the Rush say? The Rush would say, wait a second, the Rush is on the other side. The Rush was on the other side. Says, well, who says that that's what a shliach is? Let's say you say, I say to Sheldon, you know, would you mind paying, you know, giving, $5 to Alan. Right? Are you giving me the money? No. Alan needs it. You know, Alan's hungry. You know, let him go. Yeah. Right? So is Sheldon my shliach? So one can make a case. Yeah. And particularly in this case, right? I can't get a loan from this guy unless I give a little bit of interest. I have someone else pay the interest on my behalf, and it's totally his money. So he's not my shliach. Right, he is my shliach. So ask the Piskei Tshuva, hold on a second. If that's really the machlokas between the Rush and the Ramban, or the Rush and the Rashba on the one side, the Ramban on the other side, about whether if it's not my money, is he still considered my shliach or not? So then the Rush would hold that if you would violate this, you aren't just violating a din d'rabbanan, you're violating a din d'oraisa. Right? And if that's the case, so then what gives you the right to say safek d'rabbanan l'kula? Right? It's really a safek d'oraisa. That's the kasha that the Pesachei Tshuva asks. I got the kasha. I can't say with any certitude that I got the teretz. But the you can read the first couple of lines here. He says, the Pesachei Tshuva and Tess says, Ein ber eitav v'shem shach, that rotsu lismach ala matirin, rishai, why came this to the Rabbanan Hu? But Ein ber gimel taf, don't know who that is. Do you know who that is? Gimel taf? Ein ber... Does it say Gimel Taf in your...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So see the Gimel Taf, where Shar Mem Dalav Chelik Beisim and Yedal, Shehiksha Alav, Kivin De Plukta the Honey Rabusahu, Ihave Kishlucha Olo. The Kasha is whether he's a Shliach or not. Hayahave Shlucha. So now if you're going to say he's a Shliach, Reyu Kamozavas, then you're running into Dini Doraisa territory. Right? Gamma Harashdam is something. Simon Reish Sadik Beis, Kasav Ipshitas, the Isser Minator. They were talking about Isser Minator. Vayim Bishar HaMelech, Mihilchos Ishus, Adintes Vav, Shetema Alehem, Tishtamit Lu, Divrei Atosus, Ramban, Vaharan, Dimavur, Medivreim, Dafilu, Bechuzer, Venifra, Eno, Afilu, Isser Rabbanon? I'm not sure what that says. Ela Haramas Ribis Greda. That even goes back and pays him, so it's not really an Isser Doraisa. Oh, Eno Afilu Isser Ribis, Ela Haramas Ribis. So it's not really an Isser Ribis, rather it's a Ramas Ribis. So he says, yeah. That, yes, it's true that the question, the machlokes between the Rush and the Ramban is whether this person is considered a Shliach or not. But even if he is considered a Shliach, if it's not the original guy's money, it's not really a Suffolk of Ribis. Yes, he might be a shliach, but it might be only a shliach with regards to an isser derabanan of ribbis, a haramas ribbis, or something like that, and not really an isser of ribbis itself. So yes, it's a sharp kasha, right? It's a good question. Say, wait a second, if you're going to say, if the machlokes is whether he's a shliach, then if he's a shliach, then he's talking about an isser deraisa, but that category of shlichus would never really get you to an isser deraisa. If it's not the money of the lova, you're only talking about a haramas ribbis issue, you're not talking about a ribbis katsutsa issue. So that's issue one here. Ray Reisman, actually, here, had a footnote here. I liked his footnote here. He said, he laid out the following scenario. He said, sometimes, right, a guy's involved in a loan, so this happens regularly, right? Somebody lends somebody, sets up a ribbis for a loan with someone Jewish, and they don't realize it's a problem. Either they don't realize it's a problem because it's just a sign, or they never learned Hilchos Ribbis, or they didn't think it's applicable, but all of a sudden they come up, they show up to a Monday night shiur, and oh, look at that, there's something called an Isser of interest. And then they check it out. Did I just violate Ribbis with this loan? Oh, yes, you did. So now we have a bit of a problem, because the Lova can't pay back the Malva. Right? The Lova can't pay the Ribbis back to the Malva, but yet they have a deal. So the Lova has the Malva's money, but he's not able to pay back the interest. So if the Malva is a Hamisha guy, so you say, hey, listen, you know, you realize there's an Isser Ribbis there. He's only going to pay back the principal. And the Hamisha guy will hopefully shrug his shoulders and say, all right, fine, I'll live with it. But what about if he's not such a Hamisha guy? Right? What if you go to the Malva, who's a Jewish person, and say, Ribbis, what are you, crazy? I'm in business. What are you talking about, a Ribbis issue? This is how we do business. I'm not Mocha. Right? So now you have a problem. Right? How he's not going to be very happy when all the Lova is willing to pay back is the principal. But remember, there's an Isra on the Lova to pay back the interest. So the Lova is stuck. The Lova can't pay back the interest. So what can you do in that scenario? So his suggestion is that maybe if the rabbi would, the rabbi could find a donor, yeah, pay off the ribbis of the that's involved in that loan. Right, and appease the malva in that way. Right, that's ribbis from the Mokum Acher. The lova didn't ask the rabbi to do it.
Okay, gotcha.
Right,
you have to uncouple that for sure.
Well, that's the machlokas here. Sure. Right, in theory, even if he did ask him, it sounds like one would be willing to be makel. Certainly, in this case, b'shas v'chak. Right.
Yes,
and then and mikra din the original lova is permitted to pay back the benefactor down the road. I mean, as we spoke about last week.
There's no definite...
Right, you can't force him to pay it. You can't take him to a Din Torah, and you can't pay it too close. But, wait a little bit of time. He could pay back the benefactor. So that's his suggestion here based on this. And I thought that was pretty neat. Oh. Yeah, okay. Now you got it. All right. All right. Okay. We still going here? Okay. So... one more, so next issue in Sif Yud Dalet here. All right, so we said, Asr Lomar, right, this that's prohibited. Asr Lomar, Alocha Mana, Alvecha Mana, Al Menashe Titen Zuzlaponi. I'll lend you money in condition you give money to him. All right, that's not allowed. Ola Hektish, or right, so that, there you go. Even if it's for Tzedaka, even if it's for a good purpose, so that's not allowed. Afilu im Oso Ploni, Hu Ove Kacham. Even if that guy is a non-Jew, so the person collecting the ribbis is a non-Jew, it's still off of me, right? Af pisha inu chayvlo, and I'm not chayv to him. Still, because it traces back to me, that's going to be a problem. Ribbis katsutsu, and it's ribbis katsutsa, and ve'in chiluk bein amar amalva kachlo shamar halova miatzmo kachlo hu malva mishumz, and he lent him because of this, right? Either way, it's not going to help. Such a thing is a problem. So this actually is an inkling into the credit card issue. There is, you listen to Ribbis Shirim, everybody likes talking about this case. I never thought it's so common, but that people lend credit cards to one another, that one person can't get enough credit to get a credit card, so he borrows a credit card from his friend, right? So doing such a thing is, if you pay it off in time, so great. If you don't pay it off in time, that's an issur d'oraisa of Ribbis. Right, because it is in effect, what is happening is that Reuven is not Reuven, credit card company, right, is lending the money to Reuven. Shimon is using Reuven's money, right, to pay a mocher, to pay a person who is selling him whatever he wants to sell him. Right, so there's two different loans going on there. Right, in theory, the bank is lending it to Reuven. And Reuven is now lending it to Levi, Shimon, to Shimon, right? So what's going to be if the interest then accrues? So Shimon had, even though Shimon pays the check directly to the bank, it's really paying a loan back to Reuven. In which case, he borrowed X amount from Reuven, and he's paying X plus
whatever.
Well, if it's a credit card, 18% to yeah, Reuven, right? So that's then. So that is. Many assume is an issur d'oraisa of ribbis. That if you pay it back within the time, so there's no charge. So okay, so you haven't violated the din. But one has to be very careful with lending credit cards. We'll get more into that later on. What?
If you paid it directly to the credit card company,
so it still would be a problem because you're just paying off his loan. All right, I'm paying off. If I pay it to the credit card company, it's in lieu of me paying Reuven, I'm paying back them. But really, it's the one I'm responsible to is Reuven.
So if it was my loan, it would be less of a problem.
I mean, who's you? Who are you?
If I borrow my own credit card.
Oh, well, then it's just between you and the credit card company.
That's almost the bank. Credit card isn't huge.
Right. Okay, one more din here, and that is this thing in Chav. So, Yesh Omer Sh'asr Lomer Lo, Amor Laponi Sh'itin Lacha, right? That word Lacha is a questionable word, right? Dal Dinarim Ve'alo Lachamos. The person says, right, you give 4 dinarim to that guy, and I'll lend you money. So the Shach says, "Va'bach kasav de'im bezeh shum iser." That's not. There's nothing wrong with that. That's allowed, right? El Tosof here. It's a mistake, right? Rather, it shouldn't say lacha. It should say lo, right? Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? This is being quoted from the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So there's a Tosof from the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And so Chomer wants to sheitain li dal dinarim. Hereby lending you this on condition that you pay me, right? That there is an application fee. Well, the truth is, application fees are probably mutter. But on condition that you give me a little bit on the side or something. So the problem is, if that's the case, why is it, if that's really a mistake, why is it showing up in Simen Kuf Samach Sif Tes Vav, right? That should be Simen Kuf Nun Tes Sif Aleph. What is that doing here then? So he says, yeah, Vashmi Inun, and what's that telling us, right? We're learning the special din, Dafa Pisha Lo Yomar Lo Halova Tein Lo Dal Dinarim Kadeshi Alveni. Even if you never said it's conditional on the loan, even though the Lova never said, I'll give you Dal Dinarim so that you lend me money, Ela Paisu, rather he just like gives him a present, She Tein Li Dal Dinarim, Ubishvil Zeh Halveyon, therefore I'll lend you, meaning that gift is like separate from the loan itself. That's prohibited because it looks as if he's a shliach, and that's not allowed. Fine. But it comes to the Shachar, I like this language here. Ve'ein l'shabish hasfarim b'chinam. He said you shouldn't freely mess up all the sfarim. Right? Those just, oh, something doesn't, something's a little difficult to you, so now I'm going to start crossing off words and claim that it's a toss over. Right? Don't make such a mess in the sfarim. Right? Rather, no, it is like that. El taima de milsa, kiven shahamalve rotze behana hashliach. That the malve wants the hana of this messenger, right? Of this guy that's giving it to the other guy. And I want that guy gives the other one money, right? Therefore, the malve is getting hana from that. Therefore, it's prohibited. Therefore, hashliach aser lomer lo sheyitain lo hadal dinarim darehu mahana lamalve. So at the end of the day, that is what's giving benefit to the malve and vishlichuso in terms of his shliach. Because look at that, I gave some instructions and it's being followed off. So now am I getting my money back? I'm also getting the hana of seeing that everybody listens to me. So that is a that would then be a problem of rivus. Yeah, so the Shach seems to clean up that that thing, and that says that it's not a tosofer. He thinks that that is actually the din. All right, so stop here. We'll get Mr. Shem next week.
Did you upload the one from last week?
No. I've been a little busy lately. Oh, I just got another name. Look at that. What's 310? What?
L.A.? California somewhere, so. Southern California?
What?
Area code
310 is California?
Yes, sir.
I don't know these names.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know where the people are, but that is
They could just have the LA phone.
Correct.
As far as listening to your
once upon a time they got a phone.